Jody Hilty is the president and chief scientist at the Yellowstone to Yukon Conservation Initiative. She joins me on the show today. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So first of all, a little bit of background. We're talking about Smith Creek, which is sort of the last undeveloped area of Three Sisters Mountain Village. They're putting together an area structure plan. The developer is basically a blueprint for how to go ahead with developing the area. And there's a community advisory group that has been meeting. The story this week was Karsten Hoyer stepping aside from that group. And first of all, I want to apologize. I made an erroneous reference on air to him yesterday. He's not the executive director of Y2Y. I understand he's more of a senior advisor and a bit more arm's length with you guys. Is that correct?
That is correct. He's a consultant with us.
Right on. But the press release was issued under the Y2Y banner, so I assume he does work closely with you and you fully support his decision to walk away then.
Yeah, I do.
Let's speak to that a little bit. Tanya and I expressed some bafflement on the air yesterday about why he would step away from a process when, you know, it's really about wildlife corridors right here in our own backyard and a discussion about that and sort of guiding a developer in that direction. What kind of insight can you give there?
I think there's a few things. I mean, one of the issues with this particular development is that it's been an ongoing issue for a very long time. The second thing is that for Karsten himself, and he should really speak to this himself, mm-hmm. He was in a process that he felt wasn't going well. Unfortunately for all of us, we're all sitting on the outside and we really don't know what's happening on the inside.
Right.
You know, my philosophy is for all of the people either who are working directly for me or who are consultants, if they're in a situation where they feel they're being compromised, I'm going to support them no matter what. I think the biggest issue is really a long-term issue for folks in this valley and for really the world, right? This is one of the most intact ecosystems in the entire world, the Y2Y region. And Canmore really at this time represents a global model for coexistence. Wildlife has always come first. And I think the question here and with this development is, will wildlife come first? There's really one very narrow corridor that grizzly bears, wolverines, and a suite of other species can get through. That's the kind of terrain that they don't have to like belay themselves off rocks to get down. And I think the question really is, can we ensure that it's robust enough for these animals for now and for the long term? And how much are we going to push into that territory? Because every meter matters when you're an animal.
Due to agreements made a long time ago, the Smith Creek area, site 7, 8, 9, I mean, development is happening there. It's more a question of how it will be developed. Is there a compromise? Can there be development in the area and a suitable wildlife corridor?
Yeah, my understanding is that the province really set up the guidelines for how to move forward. And I think there is a hope that there will be a substantially wide corridor. And I think that's possible to do and to also achieve development. And, you know, people who are moving here, people who are vacationing here, people who are visiting here, they're coming here because it's such an amazing place and because they can see animals actually right in town. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I found most interesting in some of the economic analyses around development is putting aside open space increases the value of any piece of land right next to it. Hmm. So that's something that, you know, I'm sure is being debated, although we don't know because we're not inside the advisory circle. But, you know, how they ultimately move forward will affect their long-term economics as well as the well-being for wildlife.
On the press release that was issued with Y2Y, there was a map that was shared. It showed Site 7 and then there was like a little blue dotted line cutting through there indicating some sort of wildlife corridor. There wasn't really a lot of context to the map though, so I'm kind of curious if you can provide a little bit more information about the map that you shared.
That map is based on work that both Karsten and a number of other folks have done in this area over the long term, looking at wildlife connectivity. And so there's places that are pinch points that are quite narrow where wildlife really don't have an opportunity to move because of the terrain. Another issue is just the steepness of slope.
Where do we go from here? How is Y2Y going to continue to work with this whole process to ensure that we have a suitable wildlife corridors as the development moves forward?
Yeah, we'll continue to provide the science. As one example, we're working with a Lieber-Arrow postdoctoral fellow who's looking at connectivity issues for large carnivores in this very valley. So we're really committed to ensuring that the best science is moving forward to help us make the right decisions for wildlife in the long term. We'll also continue to watch this process. As you yourself noted, nothing has come out of that committee yet. There are no formal recommendations. And our hope is that the very best is put forward in terms of wildlife conservation.
Jody Hilty, President and Chief Scientist with the Yellowstone to Yukon Conservation Initiative. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.